going on?
Oh, well, each of us paid $5 for passage to Louisiana to get jobs there. The captain of the boat we were on put us ashore here.
Just like that, huh?
Yes.
Well, I hate to bust up your tour, son, but no boat stop here. Something tells me you men were taken in by a slicker.
You're sure of that?
Of course. This isn't the first time.
Then we're just stranded here?
I'm afraid so.
But a dirty thieving dog. And each of us a veteran. A dirty crook.
That's what we get for trusting people. That's what we get for risking our necks. Look, I say let's go back into town and look up those crooks and beat them up and hang them.
No. No, wait.
Would that do us any good?
Yeah.
It'll do my soul a lot of good.
You're wrong, Ed. Very wrong.
What are you so high and mighty about?
You sold your coat for what? You risked your neck in the war for what?
No good, Joe, and you know
it. Oh, please, listen to me. Most of you were born right here in America. I wasn't. It hasn't been more than a year ago that I jumped from a ship to fight for the country that I've come to love.
That's a lot of rot.
No, it's not. Ed, we were swindled, yes, but we mustn't look at the men who swindled us as being Americans. There are good and bad in every country.
Show me the good in that.
I can't do that because there is no good in it. But you said we were veterans. Each of us fought to save the Union. Well, why should we have fought just a short time ago to preserve it and now be willing to become a mob and destroy part of it because one man had wronged us? America's much bigger than those little men, Ed. Much bigger than we are. If we want to fight against wrong and evil, let's fight with the greatest weapon we have, our own democracy. I'm sorry. That was a speech. I hate speech.
What's your name, son?
Joseph Pulitzer.
Look, do you think you could put those words on paper?
You mean write them?
Mm-hmm, for my paper. My boss is Carl Short.
Carl Short? General Carl Short?
Yeah.
Well, he was my old army commander.
Well, good. Come on, then. You write that the way you said it, and we'll see what can be done about this business.
This is good, Pulitzer. Very good.
And you'll do something about the swindle, Mr. Short?
And more. I'll give you a job right now.
Mr. Short, I've got a story on that closed political meeting.
You what? You got in there?
Yes. Is it funny?
You got in where every other reporter on my paper failed.
Well, well, Joe Pulitzer, demon reporter, the boy wonder. Tell us your secret, Joe.
Well, I just...
You've got no secret. All of you listen to me. From now on, don't get Pulitzer. Copy.
Young man.
Oh, I beg your pardon, ma'am. I didn't know you were talking to me.
Yes, I am. Must you eat that apple in the library?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it disturbing
you? I've never heard a noise.
Oh, hello, Udo.
So, you are my dear friend, yes?
I am your dear friend. You are my dear friend.
Then I beg you, stop eating apples in the library where I am in charge.
Oh, you want me to take my apples to another one?
Please, don't joke. Do you want me to lose my job?
Of course, not. I'll stop.
Now, it's one more thing. I cannot let you stay in the library anymore after closing hours.
But I have so little time to read all these books.
In the morning, I have to rush my breakfast, sometimes even forget my coffee to keep you from freezing to death on the steps outside. And at night, I'm late going home because I cannot get you out of here.
Udo, a man is allotted only 24 hours a day. That is little enough to read all the books I have to read.
That is another thing. Law books. Why should a promising journalist like you read law books?
Udo, if I wanted to become a doctor, what would I read?
Doctor books?
But I read law books. Therefore, I want to become a lawyer.
You are crazy. With a career such as you have in store in the newspaper business, you want to give it up for law.
That's right.
But it takes such a long time. Waste the time.
I don't think so, Udo.
You are crazy. You should not do it. You should...
Udo. Udo, listen to me a moment.
Why? Why should I listen to foolish?
It's not foolish. You see, America has given me the opportunity to become what I want to be. So... I'm going to study law and earn my way by being a journalist until I am a lawyer. No. Where else in the world could I study for one thing while earning my living at another? Only in America, would it? Only in America.
Udo! Udo! I must do all this, wake these people up.
Where can we talk?
Talk? You come behind the section and see the government. No one ever uses those books. I thought you were in Washington, Joseph.
I'm back.
I know. So does everyone else in here.
It's wonderful, Udo. Wonderful. She's wonderful. Her name is Kate Davis. She's the most charming. She's the... Udo, there aren't enough books in this library to describe her, to do her credit.
If you had read something beside law books, you would know.
Udo, I'm going to get married.
Ah? Huh?
Yes.
Good. Now I will be able to close the library once in a while.
You don't seem enthusiastic about it.
But I am, Joseph. I hope you will be very happy.
It would be impossible to be otherwise.
With her. I'm glad for you.
We're going to Europe on our honeymoon. And when we come back, I'm going to become a lawyer.
That again, Joseph. I will talk to her. I will tell her to keep you from
doing it. You can try, but my mind's made up. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about her, about Kate. Wait till you see her. You'll fall in love with her too, Udo.
Foolishness. And I thought when you came back from your honeymoon, you would not remember this lawyer business, Joseph.
Udo, more than ever, my mind's made up. Now listen, don't tell Kate, but I picked out my offices. I want them to be a surprise for her. Joseph Pulitzer, attorney at law.
Joseph Pulitzer, fish out of water. Like Kate said, you are a newspaper man and already famous. You will smother on the briefs, appeals, and...
The only way I could be happy in the newspaper business is to have my own paper. And there are too many in St. Louis right now. No, it would mean skimping, saving. I don't want Kate to go through that.
I have met her. She would do it, Joseph.
I know that. And that's exactly the reason I'm going into law. Kate would do anything if she thought it would help me.
And John? And what?
What's that crowd in front of the courthouse?
I don't know.
Gabby, drive over to the courthouse.
Oh, is this not trouble? The crowd is too orderly.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have been authorized to put up for sale the press, property, and physical assets of the defunct St. Louis Dispatch.
Udo, the dispatch is being auctioned.
Just another paper gun, Joseph.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's see who bids.
What do I hear? What's the opening date? $1,000.
That was Mr. Alexander. He's no fool.
We better go, huh?
Let's see who gets it.
$2,000.
Not Mr. Grayson. He's no fool either.
$2,500.
$2,500. What did I do?
What you always wanted to do, Joseph.
Maybe someone else will bid $3,000. If anyone says three, I'll keep my mouth closed.
Mr. Alexander, Mr. Grayson, can you say three?
Why doesn't someone say something?
All right. Going once,
going twice, going
three times, and
four.
So to Mr. Pulitzer for
$2,500. Udo, I didn't mean that. Why did I do it? I want to be a lawyer.
Yes! Sure, so you bought a newspaper. You wanted to be a lawyer so badly that you...
All right. You win. But what will Kate say?
Kate, she knows you, Joseph. Kate will say good.
All right. I bought a newspaper. But I bought something else, Udo. I bought responsibility and a duty to the people. Very well. I'll make it the best newspaper I can. Having purchased the St. Louis Dispatch at an auction and merged with the Post, another St. Louis newspaper, Joseph Pulitzer determined to make his paper the finest possible. In his office, he is reading an editorial he has just dictated.
And the Post Dispatch will continue its fight against corruption, vice, and all the shameful practices so prevalent. What's that all right, John?
A little strong, J.B.
See, before the merger, the Post Office...
This is the Post Dispatch now, John.
Yes, but the people you write these editorials about aren't. Well, they won't take it lying down.
The people depend upon the freedom of the press. It's part and parcel of our democracy. When a newspaper fails to do its duty, when it fails to use its freedom, it may as well go out of business. Well, what time is it, John?
Almost midnight.
Midnight?
Mm-hmm.
Kate will be worried. I didn't know it was that late. Where's my hat?
Right here.
Thanks. And don't set that editorial up yet. I may want to add more to it. Good night.
Good night, J.D.
Gabby.
Sorry,
sir, Mr. Quicken.
Oh.
Hey. Hey there.
Yes, are you talking to me?
You. Say, you're Joseph Pulitzer, ain't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I thought so. That's him, Mike.
Let's go. Let's go, okay? What are you trying to
do? Maybe you'll go easy after this, Mr. James. Can you see how you like it?
Tell Mark to get the carriage. 3 days and better enough. A few little bruises and scratches.
A few bruises and scratches? It's much more than that. The doctor says you were a lucky man.
Poppycock, I've got to get back to the paper.
The doctor says...
All I've got are these headaches. They'll go away in a few weeks, maybe days.
Joseph, you are leaving for New York next week.
New York, but I said...
I'm from New York. You are leaving for Europe, and you are not coming back until you are better.
Udo. Udo, you in here?
Gotcha. Now, have you checked the passport? You have seen to the ticket?
And... well, yes.
Why do you say it like that?
Oh, I ran into Jay Gould, a great financier.
Mm-hmm.
But a little out of step as a publisher.
Then you lose for a half hour in New York and you run right into the newspaper business.
You know, Udo... That newspaper of Gould, the New York World,
mm-hmm.
It's not in bad shape physically, but as a paper, it's a little run down.
Why don't you look at me when you talk? Joseph, what did you do?
I bought the New York World.
You bought... But you were supposed to rest, to go to Europe.
Not now, later.
Your health is
fine. But, Kate, what will Kate say?
I know.
Do you think she'll be angry, Udo?
She's angry? No. She will smile and unpack.
John! John!
You call me, J.D.?
Yes, I did. Did you check this story?
Well, printed it.
It's true.
Then it's a shame.
A crying, miserable shame.
Oh, J.D.,
a Statue of Liberty lying in the marshes of France, John. Bought by the people of France for this country, and Congress won't appropriate money for a pedestal.
Well, no one can do anything about that.
The world can. The world will make Congress see that...
This is?
No, not Congress. John, I'll write to the real strength of America.
I don't understand.
Look out the window.
Hmm?
There's the real strength of America, the people.
But what about them? What can they do?
Listen, the people of France, tradesmen, laborers, children, pay $250,000 to have Bartholdi make that statue, and the people of America will buy the pedestal for it.
Driving yourself night and day, writing editorials, reading letters from contributors, answering them.
It's got to be done.
Yeah, yeah. But Kate is worried. Very worried.
This will all be over in a little while.
Why don't you let someone else do it?
Someone else? Wait. Miss Stevens? Miss Stevens?
Yes, sir?
Bring those letters in, please.
Right away, Mr. Harrison.
You'll see why I can't let someone else do it, Udo.
But you're not well, Joseph.
I'm just tired.
The letters and support you.
Thank you. But don't go, Miss Stevens. Sit down. Now, Udo, pick one of those letters. Anyone. Now read it.
Wait, I will turn up the light.
No, the light hurts my eyes. Can you read in this light, Miss Stevens?
Why, I think so, Mr. Fullerton.
The light hurts your eyes? Joseph, you've got to see a doctor.
Never mind that now. Go ahead, Miss Stevens. Read that letter.
To the world, New York, New York. Enclosed, we were pleased to find 15 cents to help buy the pedestal for the Statue of Liberty. I know 15 cents is not much, but maybe it will help some. Yours truly, Edward Rizik.
15 cents. Who knows? It was probably money he could have used for food. Anything but this.
That's wonderful.
Take another one, Miss Stevens, anyway.
Dear World Newspaper, I'm 7 years old. Here's... sweet, Jimmy. Who would kindly accept my contribution to the pedestals for the statue from France. My mother will give me some Sunday money tomorrow. And I will send that to you also, too. It is...
the people, Buddha. The people. It's their country. Their liberty.
Joseph, wonderful.
The Statue of Liberty.
Congratulations, J.B. It's a great thing.
A great thing. Thank you. Udo.
Yeah?
Tell me, what does it look like?
What does what look like?
The statue.
Why, you know, you saw it on there.
No. I didn't see anything.
Did
I suddenly... felt as though there was a deep fog. Then it was dark. Very dark, Udo.
I... oh, Joseph, I was a case.
No. Oh, I want to tell him myself.
Oh, it's such a tragedy.
A tragedy? No. I won't pretend that it's nothing at all, but I thank God I've been allowed to go this far. I didn't have to see that statue, Udo. What it stands for, no man can see, unless he loves Liberty. And I saw that. Now, let's go home.
Yeah, I see what's that.
Udo, I want you to promise me something.
Of course, anything.
I've had a dream, my friend. And Kate, and you, must help me see it come to realization. A school for journalists.
A school?
Yes. Yes, a school. We're endowed with the necessary funds. What more of Columbia University has already consented. We'll have traveling scholarships for young students. And Udo, we'll have a special gold medal award for outstanding contributions to the American press. What do you think of that?
Oh, it's splendid, Joseph.
And there'll be other prizes. Drama, music, cash prizes. But for the press, to inspire the men who will write the news, there must be that special award. Oh, Udo. There's so much to do. So much to do.
And oh, my friend, Joseph.
Yes, yes. None of that. Come on, Udo. Let's go. I've got lots of work to do.
And Joseph Pulitzer's dream came true. Each year, the Pulitzer Prize for Journalism epitomizes the craftsmanship and brilliance of the American press and the men who write the news. Men who remember Joseph Pulitzer's creed: our republic and its press will rise or fall together. Only an able, disinterested, public-spirited press with a trained intelligence to know the right and the courage to do it can preserve that public virtue without which popular government is a sham and a mockery.